Welcome to the Fully Express podcast.
We are your hosts, Samantha and Karenna.
This is a show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. We believe that if you crave more, you are meant for more. There is room for all of us to be fully expressed.
Along with the show, we've created a virtual community to connect you with fellow listeners. Make sure to check out the Fully Expressed community membership. You'll find the link to join in the show notes and on our website.
So excited to see you there.
Enjoy this new episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Fully Expressed podcast. Hopefully you joined us for the last episode where we spoke live at our podcast relaunch party with Aaron Porter, talked all about the art of being seen and how to go from fear to fully expressed.
We're so excited to share the live Q&A that we had at the end of the event. What we love so much about this Q&A is where the guests actually come up and ask like real questions that are actually came up for them during that process, because they're all stepping into really wanting to become more visible, to become more seen, whether that is in life, relationships, or business. So we're so excited to be able to give you insight into those questions and actually get Aaron's answers in real time. We truly promise that once you listen to these questions in this Q&A, you're going to get gold from it. So if something really does land, please let us know on Instagram or the DMs of like which question really stood out to you or which one really resonated from you. But we're so excited to give you here now. So here you go. Tune in. I don't know how much time we have for Q&A. Do you have time?
Yes.
I would love to open up the floor. So who has a question
I would like to ask?
One, two.
Yes. Come. Erica, yes, I just met you, right? It's Erica.
Yeah, you can come up here and ask a question. Yeah, I just want to make sure that anyone that's listening, that's going to listen to the podcast later.
Okay. You look great.
Thank you. You mentioned in the very beginning when you were introducing yourself about like a specific methodology, like something like stick something. And I was just really curious to hear what that is, if we ever heard of that before.
Yeah, so Peter Cummings, who is an incredible attachment therapist, created a modality called stick work. And it helps to heal the attachment system. And so the work that I do with somebody is like they hold one end, if they're in person, they hold one end of a stick, like, yes, an actual stick. And then I hold the other and it works the attachment system. So it's kind of acts as like a attachment thermometer, if you will. And it gets out of the head into the body. It blends in somatic work, internal family systems work, and helps people build more secure attachment systems. Have you done stick work in here? I'm like, I know there's yet. So Peter's work is incredible. I've been mentored, received the work for many years, and then facilitate it.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
Does anyone else have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thank you. That was really helpful. So I work a corporate job, and now in the evening, I'm kind of building my own business, and I'm working on my first children's book. And what I noticed is, and I was talking to somebody here earlier about it, is that I have this thought in my mind that like it has to be the best, right? It has to be like number one, or it has to be like on the New York Times like bestseller list. And that's putting me in like procrastination mode, and now I'm like avoiding it. And so I guess my question is like what strategies would you say where I can like step out of that and just be like, it's okay. Like, let me just get it out. This is just the first step it's the first book.
Right. Yeah. Two things that pop up. That kind of come into mind. One being like, what are you making it needing to be all those things mean about you and enoughness? That's always my first kind of like exploration within that. And then also like, if that's something like, have you been like a perfectionist in the past, like wanting to?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I would, the other thing that I think just from like a tactical lens that could be fun and could kind of help you titrate, we were talking about titrating earlier, kind of opening into everything, is like, can you take people along on the journey with you? And make it be more of like a fun experiential thing versus like, yes, you just working on it by yourself. Like, could there be something where you take, I know like Substack, sometimes people will offer like little things that they write along the way, or there's a journey of people that are cheering you on. Like, can you create community that can hold you in that versus you just needing to like trying to operate all of your internal stuff by yourself?
I love that. Yeah, I've definitely been in a silo.
Yeah, that's really cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Come up, Sarah. Right.
Loving all your questions.
Get used to the light. My question is about holding the truth. I know you said, where we're wobbly, working on really holding those places, there's all these external forces coming at us. So what is your strategies for just holding, stepping, staying grounded in yourself?
Mm-hmm. First practice that I usually do is write down, like I love to write, love to journal. So I'll write down like what my truth is and insert area of life. And then as I take that truth and I sit with it, I notice, okay, where is this showing up in my body? And kind of two things, where does it show up as good in my body? And then where does it show up as maybe wobbliness in there? And what I try to do is first, because you never want to touch a place in your body that feels under-resourced from another under-resourced part of you. You want to try to find it from like a from safety. So grounding into safety, whether that's something internally that feels like safety or externally, and then meeting the truth from there instead of trying to meet it from a sensation in your body that doesn't feel enough. So usually we'll find those sorts of things, rest into that. And that becomes my little place where I try to drop into that as many times throughout the day. I love little tiny quick practices. So just being like, okay, I'm going into a situation where I'm really going to need to speak my truth. Let me rest into that. And let me create an anchor around it. But also don't just use it when you need it. Use it in the times where you do have more capacity and practice building and adding to it in those moments. So then that way you're not just working it in those times of need.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I don't know.
What up here, Ruben?
Ruben.
So the part for me personally, I spoke a lot with what you were talking about, was talking from fire. So for me, when I think about that, I think it's very much what drives a lot of what I do. But at the same time, it's scary because as also recovery, people pleaser. And I like having control of things within myself that I feel like I can manage it and where it's supposed to go. And I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. When I think about tapping in and working from a place of my fire, like I feel fear from that because it's like, okay, where's it going to go? Is it going to be too much? Is it going to be too less? So what's some good tips on being able to manage that?
Yeah, I'd say the first thing that I think of is like, it might be too much for some, but it's going to not be for others. And I think trying not to control how it's perceived, if you know that you're coming from the right place, right? Fire often lives like in the heart space. If we kind of look at different personality patterns and the chakra system, like there's a lot of fire that can come from your heart. And so if your fire is coming from your heart, not from like an erratic, you know, FU kind of place, those are two different energies. You can't control how it is going to be perceived, but you can bring in more ground with it. Like I was like ground with fire. So then it's not like flames out in the ethers that has a lot of roots to it. And practice not managing what's on the other side of that. Because if you're a people pleaser, I'd be like, okay, well, let me give a caveat. I used to do this and when writing or like social media posts, I try to figure out, okay, how do I put 20 nuances so this makes everybody happy? And this caveat, and just practice speaking from it. And I think you have to trust too that if there is rupture, like maybe someone doesn't understand it or they feel hurt by it, that you have to trust that you have done the work, that you can have a reparative based conversation versus trying to manage your fire externally.
Thank you.
All right.
I love that. I think so many people have a fear of being too much, and so they hold back. So that's very helpful.
Yeah, it's also difficult when you hear so many people, especially with the trauma informed on social media, everyone's like, well, if you want to be inclusive, then you got to make sure you're saying it in all the best ways to wrap up to make sure it meets every single person. But that's impossible. It's literally impossible. It's like remembering that some people are going to receive you and they're going to hear you and it's going to meet them and know that you met, and those are your people, and others are not. And that's okay.
Yeah. I think it's a big thing because I train a lot of people in trauma informed practices and they're like, but how do I bring like my spicy thoughts and like my fire into it? And I'm like, you can do it in a way where, again, like you are speaking from your truth, because if not, then you're operating in a trauma response of like fawning unhappily to not make everybody around you happy. And you have to really work on those rupture and repair. And a lot of people, that's the next edge for them is like, okay, I have to have a conversation. I have to be in conflict. And like, that's part of the experience. And doing that in a way where you hear and hold people is the next level.
And I want to add to that, it's a part of your fullest expressed self, right? So when you're expressing yourself, right, if you keep it inside, you're not practicing expressing yourself. You're not going to get to the concrete version of you that you really want to get to. And so you have to be able to get through the experience to receive your fullest expressed self.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this Q&A. We hope that you loved it as much as we did. We had such a great time interviewing Erin at our live event.
We're so excited to continue creating spaces and rooms like this where we can do these live in-person podcast recordings and where guests can ask questions to the podcast guests in real time. We hope that if you're local to San Diego, Orange County, or LA, that you get to come to one of our events. And we really are manifesting that we'll be able to do something and go on tour and maybe come to your city soon. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to see you on the next one.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
See you on the next one.